This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My first guest of the second hour is the beautiful Vicki Lawrence. You, of course, know her from The Great Show with Carol Burnett and also as Mama on Mama's Family. Later on in the hour, he was a promoter, he was a TV host, he was a disc jockey. Bob Eubanks will be joining us. Neil Giraldo will be here. He is the husband of Pat Benatar, and the two of them make a fantastic duo when it comes to performing on stage. I just saw him a couple of weeks ago. Unbelievable. And Marissa Meshlam will be here. She's going to be chatting about a good diet for summertime. And that's all coming up the second hour of Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. Our second hour's first guest will be joining us after a short break, and that'll be Vicki Lawrence.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world from our broadcasting studios in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And speaking about beautiful, it's our next guest that we're going to be chatting to that is just that, beautiful. She's been on our show several times in the past. New DVD that's out right now. I have it in my little hands. Joining us right now is the multi-talented Vicki Lawrence. Hi, Vicki. How are you?
You have it in your little hand?
In my little hand, my grubby little hand. Isn't that something?
Excellent.
Vicki, I love these shows of Mama's Family. I truly do. And these are 22 original broadcasts on 4 DVDs, I understand.
Yes, out in retail, season 1 and 2. And then on the Time Life website or at mamasfamilydvds.com, you can order the entire series.
Talk about the golden age of television. These are the great shows. And, of course, you once told me how Carol Burnett and you got together. She came to one of your high school plays, didn't she?
She came to a contest that I entered in high school. It was actually the Fireman's Ball.
Oh, yes.
And they wanted some girls to sing and dance, so they called it a contest. And the newspaper gal said that I looked like her, and I sent her the letter and wrote her. I sent her the article and wrote her a letter, and she took my dad's name out of that article and found us in the phone book and made arrangements to come and see that contest.
What was it like when you walked out on stage and saw her in the audience? You had no idea.
Oh, well,
right?
I didn't see her. I could not see her in the audience. She was way, way in the back. She kind of snuck in. I did get a picture with her at the end when I won. And it was in the paper the next day, the mayor and Carol and me, and it was very surreal.
Wow, it had to be.
Very surreal, because this was prior to the Burnett Show. This was the fall like almost a year prior to the Burnett Show, and she and her husband had just moved out from New York, and they were, you know, in the just in the process of putting together the Carol Burnett Show.
Now, how did you come across the character of Mama? Because I have to be honest with you, I mean, you're a beautiful lady. But boy, you made a transformation in there that looked like a couple of my aunts up in Cleveland.
Oh, and you know, it's funny, when we were shooting the bonus features for the DVD set, Carol said she had a Russian manicurist back in the day, and she said to her one day, you know, that family reminds me of my family in Russia. I said, wow, I guess, boy, we're talking universal appeal.
Well, I think that's why the success. Somebody had a mama or an aunt or a neighbor that looked like you as a character.
We all do. Yeah, I think we all do. If you put a picture of me dressed up as Mama next to my grandmother, you would be in your pants. It's like, oh my God. It's my husband's nightmare, actually. That he will roll over in bed one morning and Mama will be there. He won't talk to me when I'm dressed as Mama.
Oh, that's funny. Won't he really?
He says, just get away from me, you crazy old lady. Just go away. Leave me alone.
You know, when you think about it, you always see artist renditions of what you're going to look like when you're old and decrepit. And
yeah.
And in his particular case, he not only sees a photograph, it's walking, talking, it's like a hologram.
I swear to God, well, I'm going to stay a natural redhead, do everything I can not to look like Mama.
How did you come up with the character? Because it's genius.
It was two of the writers on Carol's show who wrote it as a one-time sketch, and they both hated their mothers, so they wrote this horrible dysfunctional family, and they wrote Mama for Carol.
Oh.
But when she read the script, she said, I think I want to play Eunice. So they were upset by that. She said, I think Vicky should be Mama. They were doubly upset by that. And when we went into rehearsal, she said, we've got to do it Southern, you guys, because it's sort of like Tennessee Williams gone nuts.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
So they were so upset that they walked out the first time they saw us do it in rehearsal.
No. Did they really?
Yes, they did. Ruined it. You've absolutely ruined our beautiful piece.
Oh, my gosh. What do they say now?
Unbeknownst to them, you know,
yeah.
Got a lot of great, I mean, everybody just totally related to it. And it just became, I would say, arguably Carol's favorite character to play on the show was Eunice. And the writers could not write those sketches fast enough for her. She would just go by the office constantly handing them. Hurry, I want to do it again.
Now, when they came to you and said, Vicky, we want to do a spinoff. We want to do your own show. What were your thoughts? I mean, it had to be, first of all, it had to be an enormous compliment, but it also had to be probably a little frightening because now you got to come up with a show every week.
Yeah, well, the first time Joe Hamilton came to me, the Burnett Show was still on the air. He came to me at the beginning of the 10th season and said, I'm going to spin Mama off as her own series. And I went, huh? Wow. And I had just, you know, I'd just been pregnant. And I thought, well, God, I don't really want to put on a fat suit and be an old lady every week. And then what about Carol and Harvey? He said, you don't need them. And I said, well, I'm not sure about that. And what if it doesn't work? He said, then you'll just come back here. And I said, no, thank you, no. And so I passed on it then. And it was after the Burnett Show went off the air. And Carol owed CBS a special. So she commissioned those same writers to write a movie of the week called Eunice, which we did as a special. And that, she invited us up to screen it after we'd done it. And the credits had barely rolled, and she got in my face. She said, Vicky, you have got to do this as a series. You've got to.
Oh,
and I think that's when I decided, okay, maybe that lady knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she might have a little bit of experience. Now, in this DVD, I saw this, okay, and it's sensational, Vicky. It really is. But you have Carol, Harvey Korman, Betty White, Imogene Coco, wow, Jack Guilford, mm-hmm. Jerry Reed, Fred Willard, a lot of other people. But you have that original TV movie, Eunice, featuring Carol Burnett, and yourself and others in this DVD.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it to Time Life, and they're just so meticulous, and they do such a great job, and I'm not really sure how they do it, but I said, geez, you know, that movie was kind of pivotal in helping to launch Mama's Family. It would be nice if we could have it on there as a bonus feature, and they go out and make it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do all that stuff. They're amazing. They do a great job.
Oh,
they really do.
They do a great job. They're unbelievable. And I tell you what I really like is when you, Vicky Lawrence, interviews Mama.
I love that. I love it. I love it. And well, I'm going to see if my memory holds me right. You had 100 and some, like 130 episodes on 24 DVDs, correct?
130 episodes. The whole collection is available at the Time Life website or at mamasfamilydvds.com. And then out in retail, I think the smaller set that you're looking at are seasons 1 and 2.
Yes.
And I think they plan on maybe doing 3 and 4 next year and then 5 and 6 the following year.
You know, and I say this sincerely, Vicki, and you and I have talked before. This, as I mentioned in the introduction, is television at its best because today so many things are so canned. You know, somebody walks in the room and says, hey, it's light outside, and everybody laughs, you know. But with the team of people that you had, first of all, I don't know if there has ever been so much talent in one room than when you get together with the cast of Mama's Family or Carol's show, because it was just contagious. I mean, those outtakes of all of these shows are sensational, and it just looked like you're having fun, but it was genuinely funny.
Yeah, it was. It was back in a different time.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you could almost pause some of those Mama's Family DVDs and give your kids a television history lesson, you know? I mean, my supporting cast is just, it's Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman and Betty White and Rue McClanahan and Ken Berry and Dorothy Lyman. It's like, God, how much help does one girl get, really?
It's entertainment royalty is what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, the irony of the whole thing is, I think the true indication of something that is really good, whether it's music, books, or television, or radio, it lasts the test of time. And Mama's Family falls right into that category. You have some hand-signed DVDs that are part of this promotion, don't you?
At their website, yes, you can get an autographed copy. Uh-huh.
Could you ever follow up a character like Mama? I mean, is it difficult? It would be like, you know, Andy Griffith doing something else, even though he did Matlock. It wasn't like Andy Taylor. I mean, could you ever follow something up like that? Great analogy, huh, Vicki? Hey, you want to be Andy Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. She's pretty iconic,
Mama. Yeah, she
Mama.
Sure is. Yeah, she's a lovely lady. Well, okay, again, the Mama's Family out on DVD right now. And if you go to the website, you get the whole 130 episodes on 24 DVDs, correct?
Yes, and I think what you're holding is season 1 and 2.
Yes, it is. It is complete season 1 and 2. See, you saw my grubby little hands, didn't you? You saw. And, Vicki, the website is mamasfamilydvds.com?
Yes.
Okay. Vicki, congratulations on another successful venture capitalizing on this great character that you created. And please, you know this, you're always welcome here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vicki.
Have a great day.
You too, dear. Our special
Bye.
Guest, the talented and lovely Vicki Lawrence, season number 1 and 2, the complete first and second season of Mama's Family, available right now. And she sings, too.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, that music needs no introduction. I mean, that is a television show that today, if you played it right back today, it would have all kinds of relevancy, and it's celebrating its 55th anniversary since its start. Joining us right now is our friend of many years who was the host of that show and done a lot of things in the entertainment business, our friend Bob Eubanks. Hi, Bob. How are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you, my friend? You're Ron. Thanks for having me on your show.
Bob, I cannot believe 55 years ago that show started. I mean, realistically, that show plays well today. That's what you call really fine wine.
Well, they're going to do it again. They're going to do Dating Game and Newlywed Game again. I offered to help them out. I offered to consult with them, and they said they didn't need my help. But I wish them all the luck in the world. I had a great time doing the show.
Don't you just love the generation of people who don't need you? I got to tell you a true story. I was at a famous nightclub here in Orlando, and it's nationwide, and I was with Dick Clark and his wife, Carrie, and they were introducing rock and roll bands, and so we were having cocktails, and the guy, the promoter, comes up, and he says, how you doing? Everything okay? And Dick said, yeah, everything's good. He said, do you want me to go on stage and introduce anybody? And he says, no, I'll do it myself. And the guy walked away, and he said, I've never had that happen to me before.
You're in Orlando.
Yes.
What? Last time I was in Orlando, I was staying at a hotel, and this girl kept knocking on my door and banging on my door all night. I finally had to get up and let her out.
Okay, rim shot. Okay, ba-da-boom. Let's do it. We'll dub that in later.
I'm only kidding.
Good line. I'm going to have to remember that. You know, I don't know how many people know this. Of course, I do because I followed your career for a long time. You know, a famous disc jockey in the West Coast, the L.A. area, with it was yourself.
Biondi out of Chicago and Casey Kasem from Detroit. And Martindale from Memphis, Tennessee. And
Jim Lang.
A little quirk named Bob from Oxnard, California.
Well, you know, and the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, although being known, of course, from the host of the Newlywed Game, a tremendous show, disc jockey, but also a promoter. I mean, with country music, with the likes of Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Barbara Mandrell. And tell us the way that you got into being a concert promoter and bringing the Beatles to the Los Angeles area. I mean, I think you told me one time you mortgaged your house to do that.
Yeah, I did. You know, in February 9th, 1964, they did the Sullivan Show, Ed Sullivan. 70 million people watched, and then they announced that they were going to tour America. And I had a young adult nightclub, no booze, called Cinnamon Cinders, and I was buying talent. So being a disc jockey and a talent buyer, I went to GAC, and I said, I want them. And they wanted $25,000, and I was making $12,500 a year at the time. So I borrowed $25,000 on my house, and that was the first concert I ever produced, the Beatles Hollywood Bowl 1964.
That is a tough business to be in because you never know what the general public is going to do. And the better the act, the bigger the risk sometimes because you just don't know how it's going to turn out. I understand, too, that you were named one of the top five game show hosts of all time, which is a remarkable accomplishment. You know, I was reading the other day that Chuck Barris, of course, who produced that show, out of all the shows that he did, the dating game with Lang and, you know, the Gong Show and all the things he did, that this show was the most receptive to the viewing audience, made the most money, and the most successful.
Yeah, it was. He always preferred the dating game because, you know, he liked that show better. But Newlywed Game did a lot for Chuck and a lot for me. He was a good guy.
Oh, we lost him way too soon. He was a unique individual. Tell us about this book. It's in the book.
It's a book that's been out a while. But I got to tell you, I'm writing another one right now that I'm really proud of called Short Stories About Big People. You can mention anybody probably in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s. And I've got a story for you. I'll give you an example. I went over to Buddy Hackett's house one night. And when I got there, Cary Grant was there. And he said, I have to sit next to you at dinner time. I said, why? He says, well, Barbara and I watch the Newlywed Game every night. I said, Cary Grant watches the Newlywed Game? He says, we're a real couple. I said, what do you mean you're a real couple? He said, we only have one toothbrush.
Great line. great line. Unbelievable. I didn't know this about you, Bob. I thought I knew everything there was to know about Bob Eubanks. I didn't realize that you were in the rodeo world for a while, got hurt, had both hips replaced, back surgery, a really difficult era in your career. That's how you came up with this invention of the 60-up.
Yeah, you know, I was having so much trouble. I was walking bent over, and I was falling down a lot. It was really ugly, Ron. And so my son's soccer coach, Dan Metcalf, invited me over to his house to work out. And during the next month or so, he invented the 60-up balance board system. And I can look anybody in the eye and tell them that it changed my life. I'm walking upright. I'm playing golf again. I can put my pants on without and standing up. You know, it's just amazing. And, you know, balance is the number one cause for seniors. I just want to help people. And that's what the 60-up board system gives me the opportunity to do. I read an article the other day, which this blew me away, that if you have good balance, you can increase your life expectancy. Just wonderful.
Well, you know, you and I talked about that once before, because I think a lot of times people, as they grow a little bit older, they tend to lose their balance, fall, and that's where they have the broken hips and everything, and they go into all kinds of situations. And I give you a lot of credit for doing it.
I promise you. God will it change your life.
And for an extra $20, Bob will deliver it and have dinner at your home. He told me that. He said that's a limited time offer, right?
Yeah.
You know,
but you're going to sit in for me at first, though, right?
Yeah, I guess that was the deal we pulled off. That's exactly right. You know, last time we talked, Bob, we both agreed on the fact that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has not really put all the people in there that deserve to be in there. And I had mentioned to you, I thought you should be in there and start a campaign to get that happening, because there's a lot of different titles and a lot of different styles of not only music but promoters that are in there, and you should be part of that.
You know, I did every major rock and roll act, I guess. I did Rolling Stones for 2 years, Dylan, yes, every major act I produced, and that's very nice for you to say that. I would be very honored to be part of that.
Well, you should be. Well, Bob, time is never on our side when it comes to talking with you. I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a busy schedule, but please don't be a stranger, okay, in the coming months. Come back anytime you want.
And please, with your listeners, if they would go to 60up.com. That's the number 60up.com. It'd make a great Father's Day gift.
We will absolutely keep telling people to do just that, Robert.
Great. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for all the great years you spent on TV entertaining us, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Eubanks has been our guest. 55th anniversary of the Newlywed Game this year. Can you believe that? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
G7 leaders are signing a Carbis Bay Declaration on health to prevent another global pandemic. Under the declaration, the G7 leaders will be vowing to take steps to ensure global devastation caused by the coronavirus is never repeated. The British government said it plans to establish a new center to prevent infectious diseases from spreading from animals to humans, noting that 75% of new human disease originates in animals, and these diseases have been emerging at an increasing rate. Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have our next guest with us. We were just talking before we went in the air because last weekend I was in Sarasota emceeing a charity for the Firefly Gala for 40 Carats, which is an organization that takes care of youngsters in that area of Sarasota. And performing was Neil Giraldo and his wife, Pat Benatar. And I find out he's on our show today. Neil Giraldo joins us. Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Good, Ron. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Yeah, when I walked up to you and we were taking pictures, my wife and I, the first thing you said was, you guys are really dressed up here tonight.
I know. I felt like I was at a wedding, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I was doing there, but
the wedding,
beautiful. I'd love to see that. That was fantastic.
The wedding band. How about that, Neil? Okay.
Exactly.
Well, you guys put on a great show. You really, but, you know, that's what you expect out of you and your wife. I mean, it was phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we really had a great time. And listen, it makes it even more special when you're doing an event that has to do with, you know, taking care of children who seem to get thrown under the bus so many times and abused. It's just, it's horrible, heart-wrenching stories that we hear about that. So when you do a great event, you know, like that, it just makes it even more special. So, fantastic.
Well, my wife is certainly impressed because she said, did you see Neil, how well-built he is? So she goes back, listen to this, she goes back, Googles your name, finds out that you're the same age as she is, so she's all pumped up about this thing, okay? But you and I have a couple, three things in common. One is we both have beautiful wives. Secondly, you were, or are, of Sicilian descent, as I am.
Oh, nice.
And you were also born, as I was, in Cleveland, Ohio. What hospital?
Wow.
What
hospital? I didn't know that, Ron.
Yeah, we're probably related somewhere along the line.
We probably are. My family came from Bronte, Catania, Sicilia. That's where my family came over.
Sure.
They lived in the Bronx, went from Bronx to Cleveland. I lived on the west side of Cleveland, really close to, it was in Parma.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, you know, all the Italians, one side of the street were all Italian, Sicilian, the other side was Ukrainian. I think that when they came, you know, through Ellis Island, they said, well, we're looking for a place to live. Parma sounds like Italy. Let's move there. You know, so what about you?
Well, my family was from an East 125th and Buckeye, and one side was Italian, the other side was Hungarian.
Nice.
With all the bakeries and everything. But I was born at a place called St. Luke's Hospital a couple of years before you, Neil.
Understood. I was born, I think it was Deaconess, down there by 25th Street, I believe it was.
I think they made that into a temple after you were born there, if my memory corrects me. You are unbelievable as a musician, producer, arranger, songwriter, and your long history in the music business started with Rick Derringer.
Started with Rick in, I think it was 77 or 78, correct?
Now, you met Pat in 1979, and
correct.
At the time, you saw a diamond in the rough, and you said, we need to take this gorgeous, talented singer to another step. How were you able to do that without, you know, and a lot of times, I'm a singer. I'm working in Florida with a 15-piece orchestra. A lot of times when you turn around and you have an idea, singers sometimes say, I don't want to do it that way.
Correct. Well, here's how it works. This is how it all began. It's a pretty simple story in a complex world. As soon as we met, we realized we were each other's muse. What I heard and what I saw in Patricia was a classically trained, schooled singer that really wanted to blast and rock, but didn't really know how to get there. And she made some failed attempts at first, and because she never did the rock and roll circuit. She didn't do any of that. She went like high school singing classical songs and in choir and these things, but she wanted something different. So when we met, she realized, holy cow, this guy's an aggressive guitar player. He's a multi-instrumentalist, which I am. I think more about songs and things rather than my own playing. I use all instruments as tools. And I said, listen, let's do this. Why don't I try playing it like this? Why don't I just kick it like this and see how you feel about that? And then what it did was it made her work harder. And then by her working harder, made me work harder. And then we decided, okay, let's put the band together. And then I found some musicians, and that's how it all began. So,
wow.
And she's so let me just say this. God-given vocal talent. She's amazing.
Yeah,
can do anything. And the beauty of this is that I don't have that kind of voice. So what I do is I love all kinds of music. So I direct her in a lot of different areas. And she says, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I go, let's give it a go and try. And then before you know it, it sounds like she's done it her whole life.
Yeah, that's what it really takes, is somebody to convince somebody that they can take it over the top. You, inspired by the sounds of the Count Basie band and Big Joe Turner, you know, I mean, these are the foundations of rock and roll.
Oh, I love Count Basie and Duke Ellington, which is softer sounding than Count Basie. But, oh, I love the swing. That's why I did the True Love record. I wanted to do that record in 1980. But I had to wait almost 10 years until I could finally convince Patricia to let's give it a go. I put a bunch of songs together, and I heard the horn section I wanted, went in deep, and then before you know it, she sounds like Big Mad Doll, you know? So that's how stuff works.
You know, it's so great when you get that big band sound for a rock act, you know? I mean, I love, for example, when you hear, and Phil Spector did this so much, the violins and stuff. I mean, you can really turn an up-tempo pop hit so well when you've got the horns and you've got all that aesthetics that are going along with it.
Oh, if you can sit inside of a well arranged, great playing musicians with a great voice, you fit.
Right.
You know, the perfect situation. Yeah, it all, everything embraces one another. You know, the Tom Basie thing, the beauty of his style is the swing. It had such a great swing in a pocket that just was a sexy pocket. It felt real good to be in that. When you listen to it, it's smooth. It could be played on Sunday morning. It could be played at Friday night at midnight.
Yeah.
It had it all.
You're right.
It had it all.
That's a great description of it. Now, here's the thing that I'm amazed that you got through, all right? Now, you're a young man growing up in Cleveland. Your parents, Anthony and Angela. Boy, you talk about the right Italian name. First guitar at 6 years old. Now, they wanted you to serenade the old country songs like A Strolling Venetian to the family on Easter, Christmas. And I'm surprised you did not get involved with the accordion.
Well, I sort of did, but my sister played accordion.
Okay.
So the idea was we would do duets.
Oh.
So, you know, Santa Lucia, and we were doing all these songs. And my sister, her tempo wasn't so good. And I wasn't that great of a player either at that time. But I hated the fact, because I listened to everybody else, I hated that she would make mistakes or the timing would be off. So eventually decided I think I should play accordion.
When you play, as they say, the cordine in an Italian family, you got to play Lady of Spain or you're in a whirl of hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the cordine, absolutely. Lady of Spain. I knew it. I did it.
Neil, how is it to work with your wife? And the reason I ask that question is my wife, who you met the other night, is our executive producer and been on board with me for 30 years.
And great.
We work well together, and we're celebrating our anniversary, and I know you're approaching your 33rd wedding anniversary.
32 we're working on.
Oh, 32 you're working
close.
On? Well, I'm close. Hey, you know, hey, the men's the men's. A little bit here, a little
men's
bit there.
That's exactly right.
but it's
easy. I say this a lot. I never imagined in a million years that I would want to be in the same band, because this is all I've ever known, to be in rock and roll bands with my wife or girlfriend. I never in a million years would imagine I would have wanted or done that. But I'll tell you, we share the same brain. It is truly a remarkable thing. It's almost, when we met, it was almost we looked at each other and went, where have you been?
Yeah.
You know, like as if we knew each other from another time. And when we play together, it's just something magical, special that happens. And it doesn't happen with everybody else. She knows where I'm going. I know where she's going. It's just incredible. It's truly a blessing. I mean, and she's so sweet. You know, not all the time. She's a woman. Sometimes you get a little angry.
I understand. I feel your pain. I understand. But you're right. You both have the same goals. And that's the thing. Nobody's going to look out more for you than your mate. And that's what happens with me.
Right.
And that's what happens with you. It's a great relationship. It really is. Now, this tour you're doing in Florida, how long is that going to last?
It's not going to last too long. It's just this couple scattered dates. We're just kind of loosening up for the summer, and I have a bunch of new songs I've been working on, so I'm using them, doing them at Soundcheck, and when I get them ready, we'll put them into the set. And, you know, we're just kind of having some fun out there, Ben Steele, and singing away.
Love it. Ben Steele. Love that line. Mm-hmm. And, Neil, where can we go to for more information? You got a website that we can go to?
Yeah, we got a couple. We got the BenatarGeraldo.com. It's meant for people, maybe if they're musicians or singers starting out, how can I do this? What should I do? I like to help people out, so it's kind of about that.
Well, when you have Grammy-winning classics like Jesse's Girls under your belt. Boy, Neil, do me a favor. When some of this stuff comes out, give us a call. Let us know. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Oh, I'd love to be back on it. You know, it feels like I'm talking to my brother, my Eugene, you know, my Costello. I don't know.
Well,
you're like one of my hometown cousins. What are you going to do?
If you turn around and you and Pat want to come up and visit, come on, we'll break some bread together, okay? And we'll have that.
Nice.
We'll make
some macaronis
that
or something, huh?
Have a macaroni, some the cannoli. We have a cannoli.
Love a cannoli.
Neil, thanks so much for joining us. Send Pat our love and good luck with the new songs. We'll look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Anytime. You're a good man. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil. Neil Giraldo has been our guest. Talent? Oh, criminy. He's got more talent than you can even imagine in the music business. And believe me, his wife is no slouch in the entertainment business either. She is the great Pat Benatar with a string of hits, working together as a team and doing a great job. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
You're a
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And around the world, this is Ron Sedgy live, and we have with us also live is a registered dietitian. She is really an expert in this area. She is the founder of MPM Nutrition, joining us right now to talk about good health this time of the year, Marissa Meshlam. Hi, Marissa. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ron.
This is a time that we really need someone like yourself because a recent study, I understand, shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel less in control of their health in 2021 compared to 2020, probably because 2020 they just wrote it off. But I'm falling into that same category. How do you get back in the swing of things? Because a lot of people say, you know, when I was not working, I had a chance to exercise, I ate well and everything else. I don't think that's what really happened. I think just the opposite happened.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're seeing different things, different people. But really, when we talk about getting the ball rolling again, what I want you to think about is it's important to keep in mind that every wellness routine is different. And it really doesn't have to be this one-size-fits-all program to achieve better health. I'm always encouraging my clients to go with the enjoyment approach, which means actually just taking the time to figure out which methods actually feel good to them individually. You know, for instance, there's enough healthy foods in this world. You don't need to force yourself to drink a kale smoothie you don't enjoy every morning. If instead you could find something like maybe, you know, avocado toast with an egg or a veggie omelet or whatever it might be that you actually enjoy. The same thing really goes for finding balance in your fitness routine, right? So personally, I prefer longer walks and Pilates over those really high-intensity workouts. So the theme here is letting go of this idea that it could be one size fits all and instead stepping into the notion of what do I actually enjoy? Because when you pay attention to what you enjoy, you find consistency, and that is the ultimate key here, right?
Absolutely. And here's the thing that I total debate with family and friends. My attitude is if I could lose a few pounds, I would be more apt to do the physical exercise that is necessary to complete the venture. They say, you know, just go out and walk, do this, everything else. I don't feel like doing that. I want to lose about 10 pounds before I do that. Is that possible to do that first before you go out and walk? Because I don't feel like I want to do that.
I honestly think the better way to approach this is forget about the weight specifically and start focusing on how you want to feel. You want more energy, right?
Yes.
So why don't we start leaning into foods that give you more energy and make your body feel better? Right? A lot of research shows that instead of putting the focus on weight, if we put the focus on health and eating nutrient-dense foods, we end up in a better place. And the truth is, Ron, like fitness and nutrition really go hand in hand to support a healthy lifestyle because certain foods actually provide us with these essential vitamins and nutrients that give us the strength and energy to become more active. One of my favorite things here are eggs because they're such an easily accessible ingredient and they really fit into any wellness plan, and we can use them as a great pre- or post-workout snack. But what I want to highlight here is that not all eggs are created equal. Eggland's Best eggs are actually the only egg with superior taste and nutrition, such as 25% less saturated fat, more than double the omega-3s and vitamin B12 compared to ordinary eggs. And when we talk about a fitness routine, you know, vitamin B12 is so important because it gives you that natural boost of energy to encourage you to go outside and be more active. On the flip side, omega-3s along with the protein there can help reduce soreness and aid in recovery after a strenuous workout. So really, I would emphasize looking at this as a health aspect versus a weight aspect.
Let's talk about eggs in general. And I've had this discussion in the past. How do you make a good egg? I mean, how do you tell the chicken, hey, look, this is going to go in Eggland, and we need this thing to be just good? So, I mean, to be flip about it, but
it's it's all about, like, what you're feeding them, right? So Eggland's Best eggs feed this extremely high-quality all-vegetarian hen feed, which is why their eggs end up as the highest quality end product that you can find.
Now, I've asked this question before. How do you stamp that logo on there without breaking that egg?
You know what? I guess that's a question for someone else. My job's the nutrition aspect of it.
Okay.
But they do a really great job. I love that branding, don't you?
I love it. It's fantastic. Tell us about this prize, this fitness prize, to support listeners' wellness journey, the sweepstake detail. Tell us about that, Marissa.
Yeah, so it's a really exciting new thing. Eggland's Best has actually joined forces with digital fitness platform Daily Burn to help empower families to choose a healthier lifestyle by providing better-for-you recipes, and free, easy-to-follow workout routines for just about any skill level, which is really great. They've also launched a sweepstakes, giving fans the chance to win some awesome fitness-themed prizes. So this is like a little way that we can start getting the ball rolling, as we've been talking about.
How do you register for the contest?
Yeah, so what I want you to do is you can go to dailyburn.com/sweepstakes, and there you're going to find the recipes, the workouts, and there you can also enter to win those great prizes.
Now, there are things called a pre- and a post-workout food. What are pre- and post-workout foods? Give us an example of that.
Yeah, so this is like where it can be a little bit individual. You know, some people like to work out eating before. Other people like to work out fasted. That's like totally, totally up to you. But when we think about post-workout, we really want to make sure that we have like a balance of some carb and some protein, right? And we already talked about the awesome ingredients in eggs that make them a great post-workout food. But why we want carbs and protein is because our muscles actually deplete our glycogen, which is our carb stores, during a workout. So we want to replenish them. And then we need some protein because we just broke down our muscles and we want to rebuild them with some protein. So one of my actual go-to recipes is the Spanish tortilla recipe. Mm. And it's really more like a frittata than a tortilla, but it helps combine potatoes and eggs, so that perfect balance of carb and protein, and it's baked into this delicious breakfast or brunch food or even like a convenient pre- or post-workout snack. And you can actually find this recipe and many more on eglinsbest.com.
Is it important to kick off the day with a good meal, and eggs, of course, being part of it? Because a lot of times, and I fall into this category, I'm not a big fan of breakfast, but everybody tells me if you don't have a good breakfast, you're going to go downhill from there.
Yeah, so this is where I really work with people one-on-one to figure out what works best for them. You know, not everyone needs breakfast to be the biggest meal of the day, but one thing I always recommend is making sure you get in some good protein and some good fat in the morning, because a lot of research shows that by doing that, you end up warding off some of those, like, really intense sugar cravings later in the day. So that's why eggs are such a great idea in the morning, because they balance, like, a little bit of protein and a little bit of fat to really keep your hunger at bay later on.
I like the idea that it wards off the need for sugar later on in the day. That's a fault that I have. Not a good idea. Where can we go, Marissa, for more information and, again, to be part of this Wellness Journey sweepstakes?
Yeah, so what I want you to do is you can go to dailyburn.com/sweepstakes, and all of the information, recipes, workouts, and how to enter is on there.
And the next time you return, could you figure out how to get that egg stamp, that E on that thing? I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I want to know how they do the
breaking. I love that. It might be a secret, but I will do my best at finding out.
Yeah, it could be a secret, like a lot of things, like the Coca-Cola recipe and all that stuff. Marissa Meshulam has been our guest, registered dietitian, nutritionist, and the founder of MPM Nutrition. You got to get the right nutrition, and she's got the answers. Just wish you knew how to get that E on that A. Man, I tell you, I would love to know that. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
That's a wrap on Ron Seggi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Don McLean, Lex McMahon, Megan Kaiser, Vicki Lawrence, Bob Eubanks, Neil Giraldo, and also Marissa Michelin. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today. Till then, I hope you have a great week. We'll look for your company next week. And don't forget, I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.